Well, Neiman's wasn't just a store. It was more like a family. You didn't want to let your family down. You didn't want to do anything that would hurt the corporation or the business by what you did. So you were very careful about taking care of the customer first. And if you ran an ad in the paper, you made sure that that merchandise was in the store well before that ad hit in any kind of news print. Otherwise, Mr. Stanley would bring you into his office and not threaten you or anything, but you knew he was disappointed. And there were excuses. You know, there was problems with shipping and things and inspection, because Neiman Marcus had an inspection department in their receiving area on Haskell that was bar none. If something was amiss in any garment that came into the store, it was rejected. So you tried not to have that happen ever. So it was a different corporation than any that I had seen before. But, of course, I was only a model for Selva Brothers and Hearns in Shreveport, Louisiana. But and I wasn't involved in their merchandising of the different styles.